This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, while we're talking about the sequester, it's worth noting that this is not the first time we've had one. And if you ask the people who were involved before, you'll find the bureaucratic challenges involved in carving up the budget aren't easy to deal with. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
There have been sequesters before. Five, actually. The last time was 1991. Barry Anderson was the top civil servant at the Office of Management and Budget. He says that sequester was minuscule compared to today, but it was still a pain to carry out.
It is truly extraordinary how detailed it was.
Every discretionary government activity had to be shaved down a little, even down to maintaining lighthouse buoys in the Chesapeake Bay. Anderson says one time he got a call from a confused government employee asking him what could be cut when the only activity was scraping the bird droppings off the buoy.
And I said, well, you got to do a 2% cut. Next time you send them out, only have them clean up 98% of the bird guano. You can see the type of difficulty it is trying to implement this.
The first sequester in 1986 was big. It called for more than $10 billion in savings. That experience made Congress more sober about across-the-board cuts, says Jim Savage. He's a political science professor at the University of Virginia.
It was painful enough so that there weren't any really big sequesters after that. They always found a way to sort of get around it.
Until today. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.